Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Charles Solomon, Amy Nicholson, and Wade Major. First up, Incredibles 2. After a 14-year wait, Brad Bird, the writer-director, Charles?
It was worth waiting 14 years. The film is lots of fun, reaches deeper into the characters, particularly the relationships within the family. And so instead of just insane explosions and chases, though they have them, there's something underneath it all that makes you care about these characters in a way very few superheroes do.
Wade?
I couldn't agree more. The first Incredibles is my favorite animated film of all time. I don't think this is quite on the same level in terms of script, but in terms of overall entertainment and production value and filmmaking, it's easily the equal, if not the superior.
Incredibles 2, rated PG and wide release. The comedy Tag, based on a real-life group of guys who every year stay in touch by playing a big game of tag. Jeremy Renner, Ed Helms, John Hamm, Hannibal Buress star Jeff Tompsick is the director. Amy?
This is a surprisingly great old-school ensemble comedy. And what this film does that I like so much is it thinks about the fact that when you're a group of guys who play tag to keep in touch, you also can't hug each other when you see each other. There's some emotional resonance there.
Jeremy Renner, as the one who has never been tagged in 30 years, is really the one who steals the movie. He wears this smarmy grin on his face because he knows he always has the step on everybody else.
Tag is written by Rob McKittrick and Mark Stylan. It's rated R in wide release. The Yellowbirds is a war drama starring Alden Ehrenreich, Ty Sheridan, Jennifer Aniston, and Toni Collette. Wade?
A rather powerful and yet at the same time cerebral look at friendship and war and the effects of war after you come back. Alden Ehrenreich and Ty Sheridan are guys who meet in boot camp, and it flashes back and forth in a nonlinear fashion between what happens when they're at war and the things that happen after the war with Jennifer Aniston and Toni Collette as their mothers. Quite an extraordinary film.
Yeah, it's a knockout cast, and to me, it really gains steam in the second half when you realize it's not just a war picture about PTSD.
The Yellowbirds, directed by Alexandra Moores, David Lowry, and R.F.I. Porter, or the screenwriters, rated R at Lemley's Royal Theater, West L.A. And the romantic comedy Set It Up stars Lucy Liu, Taye Diggs, Zoe Deutsch, and Glenn Powell. Amy?
This is a terrific romantic comedy that you can watch right now on Netflix. It's got Zoe Deutsch in it, who I think is incredible, playing one of two assistants who try to get her bosses to fall in love so that she can actually go home before 10 p.m. and have her own romantic life.
Right? Yeah, I agree. This is a delight. This is the kind of romantic comedy that the studios used to make, and they don't make anymore. Taye Diggs and Lucy Liu are absolutely terrific.
It's directed by Claire Scanlon. Katie Silberman wrote the screenplay. Set It Up, rated R, is streaming on Netflix. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle, inviting you to join us every Friday at 11 and Saturday at noon for the full hour of Film Week on KPCC.